Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Crandall and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Berry reaches second base with a double. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert spins and fires to second, with Salmon covering, and Berry is picked off. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Alvis steals second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alvis moves to third. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvis scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. 1 out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 0-for-1 in the game. AG hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. AG moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. AG scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Jack Kralik now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. Robinson moves to second. 2 outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Howard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crandall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Crandall and he is out, Gonzalez applying the tag. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Scourin pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry McNerney now catching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Whitfield moves to second. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitfield moves to third. Salmon moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freese pinch hits for Jack Lomaby. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to second. John Romano pinch hits for Floyd Robinson. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford moves to third. Agee moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is walked intentionally. John O'Donohue now pitching. Joe Horland pinch runs for John Romano. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Buford scores. Agee moves to third. Horland moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Gene Freese now playing third base. Don Buford now playing right field. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Adair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Adair reaches second base with a double. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 1 in the game. Freese hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. One out. It's 5-4, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw bunts for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Al Weiss now playing second base. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.